Kelvin injury related?
Yeah, I mean, well, injury report will come out later today, but it is injury related.
2,000 yards, he'll play though.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to get him on the field. And the one thing, and I've said this all along this year, is that one of the more impressive things about Calvin is he hasn't been 100% healthy the whole year. We went through about a month where, he missed most of all of practice and was able to get out there on game day and be able to play. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's been on the practice field a lot more. But, he'll know what to do when he gets out there. And he's certainly out. I mean, understatement to say that he makes a difference when he's out there.
When Cabrera was going for the triple crown and the MVP, this whole saber metrics of baseball, wins against replacement and all that, or some of that stuff in football too, does any of that stuff resonate with you, that's, sort of these intricate statistics?
Yeah, what do you mean, in regard to Calvin?
Yeah,
or
in general and in Calvin, when you get your yards and how you get your yards.
Yeah, I think that, I've heard some people say that, Calvin's record doesn't mean as much because of the team only having 4 wins and things like that. But, you look at our games, just about every single game we played has been 1 score. So we've got a lot of yards in the fourth quarter when teams were playing prevent. I bet you if you really looked at Calvin's yardage, that very little of it was, meaningless yards. Everything was counting because we were just down 1 score in just about every single game. And even more so lately because of some of the injury situations on offense. I think statistically, baseball is a little bit different than football because there's 162 baseball games and baseball is more of a one-on-one game. It's the pitcher versus the batter for the most part. I mean, defense means a little bit more, but there's a lot more moving parts to football with 11 guys on the field and the dynamics of all that.
Is that a little offensive? I mean, because I doubt coaches would ever say that there's a meaningless win. I mean, you prepare a long time to get ready for victories. So I doubt players feel like there's meaningless yards. Is that a little offensive, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, if it's third and 20 and you run the ball for, 18 yards and it's late in the game and you're down 3 scores, I mean, that's sort of meaningless. If you're getting something out of it as far as field position, it's a tight game or something like that. In a tight game, there's no meaningless yards. The objects try to win the game, and anything we can do, we'll try to do.
Coach, Stafford hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in the last 2 games. How important is it for him just to close out strong on this final game?
It's important for all our players to close out strong. This is one of only 16 games that they get an opportunity to play. So we need everybody to play their best. Our biggest thing is scoring touchdowns. And whether we're running them across or throwing them, it's all about scoring touchdowns. And we haven't scored enough in the last couple weeks. So, if Mac can throw for them, that certainly means a lot to us. But If it's happened a lot of times, Calvin's had the ball inside the one number of times this year, and we've run it across on the next play or the next play after that. However we do it, we got to score touchdowns. And, as an offense, you're judged on points that are scored and outscoring the opponent. And the easiest way to do that is get touchdowns.
How hard will you look at your return game for Sunday? Maybe a change there?
We look at every single thing every single week. And, there's a couple things we need to get. We obviously need to do better, is better decisions and better ball security. And we'll make the best decision for the team.
Do players take pride in playing the role of spoiler at all when you're outside looking in on the playoffs?
Nobody wants teams to celebrate at their own expense. So I think that's important. But it's also, like I said, one of 16 opportunities for the team to go out and compete and go a chance to prove themselves. I think it has a lot more to do with our team and each individual player on our team rather than what an opponent's trying to accomplish.
Back to the red zone, without Pettigrew, without Nate, Titus, Broyles, have you had to do anything scheme-wise or change things up just to try to find new ways to do that, because what you're using before is on the IR?
Yeah, I think that we have changed, and the way defenses have played us has changed also as that's happened. So, there are some moving parts there, dynamic of that has changed. And we've always been a team that has been good in the red zone and scored touchdowns in the red zone. You know, last couple games we haven't done that. We had a no score in this last game, turned the ball over. You know, the week before, red zone's extremely important. You look at Chicago's defense, turnovers, they're really good. I think number one in the NFL at stops drives. Red zone and third down, they're, you know, top 10, border on top five, I think, in most of those categories. And as a result, the scoring's down. So that's a big part of this game. They're good in those areas. We have to protect the ball. We have to do well on third down, and we have to be able to capitalize once we're in the red zone. The first game we played these guys, it was 13-7, and, you know, the turnovers were the thing. And then, again, a no score in the red zone. So those are key every week, but even more so with the Chicago Bears.
Just one other thing about your special teams, forgetting returns. Since the back-to-back games against Minnesota and Tennessee, how would you rate how that they've performed in terms of coverage and so on?
I think we've improved. I think we'll worry about rating them, you know, after the season's over. Every single week we'll work hard to do a good job that Sunday. Obviously, we've improved. There wasn't a whole lot of place to go but up from that point. But our coverage has been better. Our kick placement has been better.
Pro Bowl stuff comes out tonight. If Indominus makes it, which seems likely at this point, what does it say about him just to bounce back and the work he's done this offseason, how he's improving the play to get back to the Pro Bowl this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hypothetical right now. I mean, the Pro Bowl balloting has a lot of different layers to it. There's the coach's ballot, there's the player's ballot, and then there's the fan's ballot. So, you know, the coaches and the players watch the game film every week. The players, I mean, the fans have a little different perspective. And I think if you really look at the fans' vote is also sort of a media-type vote because it's the coverage that a player gets and stuff like that. And for a player to be elected, he needs to be able to be able to pass all three tests, and I think that there's something to be said there.
How many guys do you think are deserving of making the Pro Bowl from
this? I don't know. I mean, I think our focus is on Chicago Bears, not who's going to make the Pro Bowl. I think that, you know, obviously, just like we saw last week with Calvin, individual honors are, you know, important for individuals, and we certainly want our players to have success. But the thing we're looking most forward to is the game on Sunday. And the way we'll win that is as a team.
Jim, how much will it mean regarding
Pedigree? Really no change.
How much will it mean to you to be able to close the season out with a win and also to break the goose egg against division opponents?
Both important things. You know, you want to end the season on a high note. You know, last year when we were a playoff team, unless you win the Super Bowl, you're not winning your last game. And I think that the year before we'd won our last four, but particularly, you know, just having that last one, it does give you a little better feeling going into the off season. Like I said, it's 1 of 16, but it is the last one that we play. All right.